A major goal of education is the debunking of miseducation. That means spotting and correcting the many myths emanating from the internet, folk wisdom, and word of mouth. We have all been taken in at some point or another by a modern myth. There are many history myths that just won't go away. Sometimes a myth is just garbled truth, misspoken facts, and disordered details. Other times a myth is simply guessing or even deception, touted as historical fact. Even some history teachers are unwittingly teaching some of these myths as facts. See if you've fallen for any of the following history myths. Let's start with this one. More people are alive today than have died throughout history. It has been suggested that about 6 billion people have died since the time of the Egyptian pyramids being built. That would be about 1 billion fewer than the number of people on Earth today. But even if we use the most conservative dating methods for the age of Earth, young Earth theorists attribute an age somewhere between 6 and 10,000 years to the Earth. The pyramids were still a relatively late event. There would have had to be many millions of people, perhaps billions of people, who died before then. Our current global population just cannot keep up. Moreover, one has to exclude infanticide, which has a relatively long history and yet is often overlooked or explained away in formal reporting. That phenomenon is sure to throw off this comparison. It is true, however, that life expectancy is generally improved in many parts of the world, though not by that much. Here's another one. Occasionally, a poorly informed history teacher might suggest that Christopher Columbus was trying to prove to a skeptical world that the earth wasn't flat but round. Unfortunately, that teacher has fallen for one of the most baseless myths about ancient people in history. Hardly anyone in history seriously thought the world was flat. It's a modern myth that the ancients somehow believed in a flat earth. Even the ancients could see that the twilight glow between sunrise and sunset formed an arc over the horizon. They could also see that the top of an incoming ship at sea, viewed from the shoreline, appeared before the rest of the boat. These and other clues suggest a curving landscape consistent with a spherical earth. If you're not persuaded by the evidence, check out the Flat Earth Society. You'll fit right in with them. Germany is famous for beer, engineering, Hitler, and the Autobahn. But Hitler had no connection with beer or the Autobahn. He was also not an engineer. Hitler was a teetotaler who did not create Germany's federal motorway. That rumor is a myth. Hitler could not have seen that. He could not have overseen the Autobahn, since it was already in existence in 1931, 2 years before Hitler became chancellor. Hitler's rise to power and the development of the Autobahn did happen at almost the same time, but they occurred in the wrong order for Hitler to be given any credit. Another myth of history is the claim that Italy's Benito Mussolini made the trains run on time. The trains were never widely or uniformly on time in Mussolini's era. The myth probably arose from the mountains of fascist propaganda, promoting Mussolini's exploits beyond reality. Trains were a major part of commerce and travel, so prompt, efficient train systems would have been a major selling point for any statesman who could truthfully claim it. But in this case, it was not true. So it is true that Christopher Columbus discovered the Americas. Historians generally agree that Leif Erikson first landed on Canadian shores almost 500 years before Columbus arrived in the Bahamas. Ericsson was converted to Christianity by King Olaf I in what is now Norway. He set sail as an explorer and merchant, but also to evangelize unsaved nations. Attempting to reach Greenland, Ericsson sailed off course and landed in Vinland, which is believed to be today's Nova Scotia. He spent a season or two in North America before returning to Greenland, where he later ascended to the throne. Actually, other explorers may have preceded Columbus, and even Ericsson. Remember what we were taught in school about the island of Manhattan being purchased for $24 worth of beads? It is true that Manhattan was purchased from Native Americans, but there is no mention of what items were involved in the trade. The money equivalent was 60 guilders, or roughly $1,000 today. The same amount was paid for Staten Island. That amount is still pretty low by our understanding, but some historians have pointed out that Native Americans may have had a different understanding of land ownership. To them, the cost was more like rent, since they believed that land, air, and waterways could not be owned by anybody as property. Also, history tells us that most men in the colonial era wore wigs. Wigs and powdered hair were in fashion at the time, but only about 5% of the population wore them. Wigs were expensive and were mainly worn by lawyers, a statesman, and women of the gentry class. Wigs were ill-suited for blue-collar jobs, and most people couldn't afford a wig even if they wanted one. Next, we were taught that Magellan circumnavigated the globe. The truth? Famed Portuguese explorer Ferdinand Magellan and a crew of 260 men set sail in September 1519 with the goal of sailing around the world. He is often credited as successfully doing so, but he only made it about halfway. Magellan was killed in the Philippines during a skirmish on the island of Mactan. His second in command completed the voyage. His expedition succeeded, but Magellan himself did not. He planned and began the expedition, but only 18 of the 260-member crew was able to return to Spain. It's also a myth that old southern homes had unattached kitchens for fear of house fires. There's a certain logic to that rumor, but it doesn't work, because old northern homes had attached kitchens. Why the difference? Heat. Kitchens would get very hot, and since there was no air conditioning in the colonial era, and the southern states could get very hot during the spring and summer months, they built their kitchens separate from the living quarters. Meanwhile, northerners often wanted to share the warmth of the kitchen in the living quarters because of cold outdoor temperatures, so they built their homes with attached kitchens. And we know that it is true that Marie Antoinette once said of the peasants, "Let them eat cake." Or do we? According to legend, prior to the French Revolution, Marie Antoinette, bride of King Louis XIV and Queen of France, was notoriously indifferent to the plight of the masses as they cried out for bread amidst a looming famine. There was no bread. And she allegedly responded, "Let them eat cake." But that story is unsupported by the facts, for the phrase, "Let them eat cake," was previously ascribed to others. Moreover, even though the queen's lifestyle was immaculate, she was known to be quite generous to charitable causes, and she recognized the plight of the masses. She was well-educated and intelligent, and would have known better than to say something so inflammatory to a biographer or journalist. There are always two sides to every story, and now you know the other side of these myths of history. I'll be back again next Wednesday God willing, with more truths and myths of history. God bless America.